right, let's talk more conspiracy. Right, let's get into some conspiracy shit. This article is from beforeitsnews.com, okay? It says, PSYOP alert. Here's the truth about the arrested Iranian terrorists in Palm Beach, Florida. It says the story changes very fast as the news media around the world are packing it up. I think this guy's name, the guy that they're claiming to be a terrorist, I believe his name is Masoud Yarizali. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, it says a few hours ago, it was being reported that an alleged Iranian man, allegedly going by the name Masoud Yarizali, now already suspiciously referred to as a terrorist by the establishment press, was arrested in Palm Beach, Florida, after the local police received calls from alert citizens who saw a suspicious man walking around with knives, a machete, a pickaxe. An average pickaxe is about a meter long, it says here. It says police allegedly found $22,000 U.S. currency, by the way, not Iranian currency, $22,000 on the man. They found $22,000 on the man. Now, but he's homeless, they claim. Now, that's me saying this. They claim the man was homeless. He had $22,000 on him. Huh? This already sounds fucking... The article's right. It sounds like a psyop. It sounds, if a man got $22,000 on him, on his person, and he's homeless, anyway, the article says the initial reports claimed it was $2,000 instead. And then it strolls down. If you see the article, it strolls down to his pictures. It says, but here's what's much closer to the truth about what really happened. It says Masoud was sleeping in the, Gazebo in Bradley Park around 9:30 a.m. when a local Mossad agent figured that Masoud was at the right place at the right time for a juicy psyop. A fake story about an Iranian terrorist was hatched by the local press who worked hand in glove with the revisionist Zionists who also own Trump. So apparently this, whoever wrote this article is definitely not a Trump supporter. And that's surprising to me because most conspiracy sites these days, and I've talked about this ad nauseum, most conspiracy sites are pro-Trump, which made me believe that Alex Jones hijacked the conspiracy community. All the people that are talking about 9/11 truth, you know, the New World Order and all that stuff, they've all gone Trump's direction. The only other person I can think of, or group, organization, I should say, that I can think of that was supposed to be exposing all of these conspiracies was the group We Are Change by Luke Radowski. That's the only other group that didn't go pro Trump. And the other one may be David Icke. I've heard David Icke speak against Trump. But the rest of them are trying to pretend like Trump is fighting against the deep state. The liberals. The elitists. The only New World Order is in the Democratic Party. So this is kind of different for me. Anyway, it says the story was hatched obviously to install fear in the nation in the aftermath of the assassination of Iran's Major General Qassem Soleimani. There never were any weapons on Masoud, as falsely summed up by the deceiving press. In the above picture, you can see the cops carrying Masoud's sleeping mat and a possible prayer mat. The man, Masoud, clearly looks confused in the picture. And if you can see the picture, but I'm doing this audio, but if you can see the picture, you will see he does look confused. But it says, clearly, he looks clearly confused in the picture, in the first picture above, as if he's caught up in a situation that he doesn't know what it is all about. Once Masoud was arrested and escorted to the police vehicle, he knew he was being set up. His facial expression tells us that clearly in context. Says, Masoud was framed and the nation will now discuss how everyone is fearing for Iran's payback offensive after Trump and Netanyahu had ordered Soleimani to be terminated. But look, yeah, I agree with damn near everything that this person wrote in this article. There's definitely going to be, I think between now and September, there's going to be a lot of, oh, there's a terrorist over here, there's a terrorist over there, because this is election year. Trump has to justify what he did. Right-wingers already feel like he's justified because Qassem Soleimani was a terrorist in their eyes. And, you know, so I get it. I get it, right? But that's not going to stop the powers that be from creating fake news, fake news stories about terrorists. And that's going to ratchet things up a notch, justify going to war. I told y'all that they have to do this. They're not going to just go to war. They have to justify it because they know the people will fucking not just protest, but riot at a certain point. So their thing is, make it look like Iran is really attacking the U.S. So this is the first. This is just the beginning. He's just the beginning. This guy right here, this homeless guy that they probably planted weapons on, who looks confused as hell. I don't know for sure that this is a PSYOP. What I'm telling you from reading the article smells like a PSYOP to me. The man had $22,000 in cash on him, but he was homeless. I'm not going with that one. Not going with that one. Hold on. Let me see. Let me get the clip right quick. This is from whatever. Fuck it. I don't care what news site it was from. Just take a listen to this so you know what I'm not lying.
Detained an Iranian national they say was carrying weapons and cash.
Details just coming in on this story right now. WPTV's Todd Wilson, he's live on Palm Beach with what we've learned so far. Todd?
Yeah. Well, the Palm Beach Police Department saying he is an Iranian national. They say that he is either homeless or has no known address. Now, he was approached right here on Flagler Memorial Bridge, and when they checked him and searched him, they found a pickaxe, they found a machete, several knives, and $22,000 in cash. Now, another situation actually related to this man was taking place at Palm Beach International Airport, where a vehicle was found to be his there. That vehicle was searched. That scene has been cleared. So right now, Palm Beach Police Department has notified the federal authorities. They're working with them. The FBI is well aware of what's going on. So right now, they're all trying to piece together the puzzle and figure out exactly what was going on in this situation. Live in Palm Beach, Todd Wilson.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. They said he had a car and $22,000 in cash. But they believe he was homeless. Look, see, this is the thing about these PSYOPs. They always leave holes. They're always telling themselves. That already doesn't make any fucking sense. Already. But this is just the first wave. Get ready for more psyops. Get ready for more claims of Iranians attacking Americans. And you know what they're going to do? I'll tell you what they're going to do. Democrats are going to blame Republicans because, oh, this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Trump killing Qasem Soleimani. And then Republicans are going to say, well, this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Obama giving those, what, millions, if not billions of dollars to Iran. I can't remember the exact number. They're going to blame each other. And then the powers that be are going to say, look, see, America's divided. Look at what Iran has done to us. Now we have to go to war because the Americans are in fear for their safety. We have to do this for the safety of America. But it was all a part of their plan all along. There was a list of countries that they wanted to hit, that they wanted to attack, that they wanted to invade. And Iran was one of the last countries on that list. Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Iran. Yep. Well, let's check the list. Iraq, done. Afghanistan, done. Libya, done. Iran, to be continued. They already took out Saddam, Osama, and Gaddafi. And they used Obama to do that. Obama was the one. They had to put a black face on it because they didn't want to make it look like a white president was giving the troops orders to go hit up Libya. So they use Obama. But here we are again. And I can almost guarantee you this is not the last time you're going to see a psyop like this. Because this one did not make the news like that. You barely hear any news reports about this little incident with this supposed Iranian terrorist. Right? It's not really on the news like that. But I can almost guarantee you, I'm almost willing to bet. I say almost, because you never know where they might throw a curveball. But I believe that between now and September, we will see at least three more psyops, and they're going to get bigger each time. This was just a man walking with a knife. So they claim. Or $22,000. But he was homeless. That don't smell like bullshit. And he had a car, according to that news clip. If that doesn't smell like bullshit, I don't know what does. But I do believe that they're going to turn this thing up a notch. This was just the beginning. Between now and September, because this is an election year, I do believe you will see a shooting, probably, or maybe an attempted bombing of an important building. Just because. But I don't think they're actually going to do it. I don't believe that the powers that be are going to let him do it or whoever it is. But they're going to, I guarantee you it's going to be an Iranian because they need to keep kicking this. They need to keep kicking this storyline until they can actually go to war and justify it. See, the United States is in a predicament. When Bush went to war with, when he started the Afghanistan and Iraq wars, it exposed so much about the U.S. government and the powers that be and the shadow government, the deep state. That's why they put Trump in there to give you a hero, Remember, they control both sides. They control the left and the right. So they had to give you a hero. You know, Obama represented the left elitists. Oh, he's an elitist. He's part of the deep state. So here comes Trump, the great white knight, to save America from the deep state. To the man to come tell the truth about the fake news media. So they attack him. They attack Trump just to make it look like there's this real fight going on between patriots and elitists. Which is why most of the conspiracy news sites are right-wing pro-Trump websites, because they bought into the bullshit. They actually, some of them are just set up by the powers that be. People like Alex Jones is set up by the powers that be. And then you have some that are just ignorantly following and don't know no better. You got me? You dig me? So now Trump has come in and he ran his campaign on ending these endless wars. Uh-oh, but they want to go to war with Iran. They're like, hey, Trump, tapped him on the shoulder. Hey, Trump, you're supposed to be going to war with Iran. We're supposed to invade Iran. That's on the list. So Trump is like, oh, but I promised the people that I would stop these endless wars. I wouldn't do what Bush did. I wouldn't invade another country, especially in the Middle East. Then they got John Bolton in there as his national security advisor. Right? Now, Bolton is set to testify, or he wants to testify against Trump over the Ukrainian debacle, the scandal that they keep pushing in the media. Meanwhile, the powers that be are setting up psyops like this. Now, I can't prove there's a psyop, but hey, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. Damn it, it's a duck. I don't know what else to call it. You know? I don't know what else to call it. They can't make up their mind if the man is homeless. He's homeless, but he has a car. He get a, you know, he's sleeping in the park, but they could have slept in his car. They don't, you know, I told you, when they set up these psyops, a lot of times they don't get their story straight. They don't know how to, because the news, especially the local news, they don't know it's a psyop. They're just reading what they were given, the script that was given to them. And they're confused. And they're probably thinking to themselves, this shit don't even make sense, but they can't say it. But you can guarantee that they're going to try their best to create as much havoc, as much fear, bring as much fear as they possibly can, to make people feel like war with Iran is something that's justified and needed for the safety of America. Just get ready. It's going to be one hell of a year. And it's an election year, too. So you know they're going to be pulling out all of the psyops. They're going to come up with all kinds of shit this year. Oh, it's going to get popping this year. Trust me. This is going to be the year. But in a world full of lies, there's only one thing that remains true. The Victor J. Morrow Show. Okay, there's a little conspiracy that's been floating around, and going to try my best to address it. Donald Trump is being impeached, as everyone knows, and we're all tired of hearing about it. But there's this theory that if a president is impeached and the impeachment fails, like, for example, the House impeached Trump and the Senate decides that they're going to shoot down the impeachment attempt, that means that Trump can run for a third term. I've even heard some people say two more terms after, you know, the second term. But anyway, there is a lot of people that are questioning this. And I've seen some right wingers on Twitter boasting and bragging, saying, yeah, these Democrats don't know that they just opened the door for Trump to run for a third term. So I don't know. I don't know where they got this from, but they're not the only people that are saying this. Other people are saying this. This has become, you know, like one of those things where, you know, inside the conspiracy community, it's floating around, it's out there. And Trump has stated himself he wants to run for a third term. That's why I looked into it, okay, in the first place, because one of the things that a lot of right-wing conspiracy theorists, they were saying that Obama is going to start World War III so that he would never have to leave the White House, and that he was the Antichrist, and that he was going to show his horns and make the world bow down to him, and then Jesus Christ is going to come and save everyone. That's what there were quite a few evangelical Christians, you know, those high moral Christians, they were making these claims back in the day, back when Obama was finishing up his second term. So this article here, Fox61.com, they addressed this question: can Trump run for third term if the Senate voted against impeachment? And this came out back in October of 2019. But I'm talking about it now because, like I said, a lot of people online have been asking this question, and some people are so bold that they boast about knowing that he could run for a third term. So this is what the article says. It says, Washington, D.C., WUSA reports new claims are adding more noise to an already complex situation. Social media comments say Trump could run two more times if acquitted by the Senate on impeachment. If the House of Representatives impeaches President Donald Trump, he would be tried before the Senate. And if they found him guilty of the crimes the lower chamber accused him of, the punishments lawmakers can choose are laid out in the Constitution. The Senate can remove the president from office and prohibit him from holding office in the future. It's also theoretically possible that they could choose which of those punishments to enact. But some people are claiming that the whole process could actually open Trump to a potential third term. This is what one person wrote. This is not the article itself. Someone put this in his Twitter feed. I think this guy's name is Jack Posobiec, whatever. Anyway, this is what he put on Twitter. He puts, these Democrats don't realize that if they impeach Trump and the Senate doesn't confirm it, then it nullifies Trump's first term and he gets to run two more times. Read the Constitution, people. And he got 35,000 likes. Someone else tweeted, this lady, Kaya Jones, she tweets, "Did you know that if the impeachment reaches the House and passes to the Senate and isn't passed the first term, it's nullified and Trump can run two more terms, if I'm reading correctly?" So other people have been looking at this, and she got 4,000 likes at that time. So I'm pretty sure it's more likes than that by now. But I'm going to get back to the article. The article says, the question, are these claims accurate? Will Trump's first term be considered null if the House impeaches him? Would that mean he could run two more times in the future? The answer, no. The idea of nullifying a president's term, a presidential term, is unsupported. And the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution expressly prohibits a person from being elected to the office of president more than twice. Since Trump was already elected once, he is only eligible for one more term. So there you go. Let me see if I can. I'll go back to the article. It says, what we found. Okay, impeachment is laid out in Articles 1 and 2 of the Constitution. They loosely detail the process by which the president of representatives, which the process by which the House of Representatives can begin an impeachment process against the president, and how the Senate would then hold a trial if the president is impeached. They don't say anything about a process that would nullify or reset a presidential term. Additionally, the 22nd Amendment firmly clears much of the confusion up. Section 1 reads, no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. Whether Trump's term was nullified or not doesn't matter. When it comes to the 22nd Amendment, the language of the amendment deals with the election of the president, not the term they are serving. Since Trump was already elected to one term, he is only eligible to be elected to one more. So there you go. There you go. There you have it. Nice conspiracy theory, though. I don't know where it came from. I mean, I'm guessing that those that are wishful thinking, right-wing conspiracy theorists that would love to see Trump stay in office forever. But I haven't myself seen anything that back up the claims that he could run for a third term, whether impeached or not. Okay, but it is something that social media, listen, we live in a day and age now. If it's on the internet, it has to be true. I've went digging and searching. I didn't just go to one article. I went to several. And even in the Constitution, I couldn't find anything. So I was like, well, can somebody direct me? Because I heard this actually from an independent. The rumor, I actually first heard it from an independent. And someone that I know is not a Trump supporter. So I was like, whoa, if he's saying that, then I need to look into it. I didn't find it in the Constitution. I didn't find it in my research anywhere. Only place I seen it was on Twitter and other social media platforms. That's it. So as far as I know, it's a rumor and that's that. But again, it's a nice theory. It really gets people going, you know. But what I do take away from this is that Trump actually does want a third term, and he has openly admitted to that.